Another question, do men ever become kings and then backtrack? Do they ever go back to being a prince? I'd mentioned before that a man can get into the tunnel and go, uh-oh, no, this is not what I want to be, and go back to being a prince. I've never seen a man become a king and then go back to being a prince. And what I have seen is a king who spends 10, 15, 20 years building and maintaining a kingdom and then losing it or part of it or half of it due to some kind of financial hiccup or a divorce. And he will need to rebuild his kingdom. He'll be compelled to rebuild his kingdom, but he's rebuilding as a king. And there's an advantage and a disadvantage to that. The advantage to it is he's older, he's wiser, he has more resources, he's an expert, he's likely to be the top of his field, he's going to command top wages. So he's got all those advantages. Disadvantage is he's no longer driven to build. This is a man who has to build, who's not driven to build, who's not compelled to build. He knows there's way more to life than this. So the commitment, the energy, the wherewithal that he has to keep bringing to that rebuilding is much, much more taxing than the initial drive that a prince has to build. I've heard men that are rebuilding just shake their head. They just shake their head over and over and just going, it wasn't like this the first time. It wasn't like this before. I don't know. There's something I don't have that I had before. And then when I talked to them about this, they're like, oh, that's it. And it's always good news. They find out there's nothing wrong with you. There's never been anything wrong with you.